Hi, this is Joanne Verkylen. Welcome to week 6 of Circle and Bloom's How Einstein Would Get Pregnant blog series. Just a quick note that we'd like to thank both East Coast Fertility and CNY Fertility, Dr. Kreiner and Dr. Rob Kilds, respectively, on republishing the information in our How Einstein Would Get Pregnant series. I think a testament to the fact that we are putting a lot of thought and care into the content and the ideas that we're disseminating as part of this series. And so, as always, we invite your comments and your ideas to really make this a community learning experience. So welcome to week 6. This week, we intend to talk about another tool in our mind-body toolkit. And that is what we call visualization. And it's something actually that our programs are really based fundamentally on. Last week, we talked about the emotional aspect of the mind-body connection and how our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions really do play a very strong connection or have a very strong connection to our health and well-being and literally can change our body chemistry for better and for worse. So this week, and think about, so therefore, the emotional aspect as one of our tools in our toolkit. And then another tool is, again, this visualization aspect, this idea that we can turn our mind's eye, or what actually Dr. Weil talks about in his book, Spontaneous Healing, about how to take the power of our cerebral cortex, which is a very powerful part of our brain that actually takes in the information from our senses and translates it into information. And the visual aspect of our cerebral cortex is actually very powerful. And he suggests that when you can turn that inward, a powerful mind-body connection can be opened up. In fact, he works very closely with hypnotherapist Dr. Stephen Gergovich in Arizona to create programs to help people use this tool very effectively to help find, feeling better about oneself as well as directing real physical change. So we hope to talk more about sort of what we mean by guided therapy and visualization, sort of a definition, talk about some of the science behind this theory, the research that has been done to really support the theory that this can really work and change your physical body. And then finally, actually do a quick demonstration to hopefully highlight, exactly how this can happen for you. So first of all, let's talk about the definition of what we mean by guided visualization. And it's really essentially, and it's also called guided imagery or even hypnotherapy. So there are a lot of areas and professional focus in this concept. Hypnotherapy, guided imagery, guided visualization can be sort of used interchangeably, but it's essentially the act of using the brain's imagination and the brain's seeing ability, again, the cerebral cortex seeing visual ability to proactively relax, reduce the effects of depression and anxiety, and again, even bring about real physiological change for improving health, well-being, and of course, fertility. And if you think about it, our mind and our body are constantly chatting back and forth. And we would say, most of the time, 95% of the time, maybe even higher, this is something that's done completely on autopilot. Your brain, for example, tells your body to breathe in oxygen. Your brain motivates and supports your immune system to attack invading illnesses. These things we don't consciously direct. It just happens. Your mouth waters when you visualize or see something very good or very juicy to eat. It's been shown that our thoughts actually work in images or pictures, and it is the way our mind and body communicate with each other. So if that's the case, the question becomes, is it possible for us to then consciously direct the functions of our body by visualizing it? And there's a very fascinating study done with Olympic athletes where they were connected to various EKG machines monitoring the muscle spasm, the muscle development, as those Olympic athletes simply imagined running through their athletic performance. And actually, this is something that's done a lot now in terms of preparation. So you've got the physical preparation, you also now have the mental preparation, imagining running through every single aspect of your event, of your athletic performance. And what was fascinating about this study was that the exact same muscles fired in their bodies as when they actually performed their event. So again, what's making those muscles fire? It's not because they're physically moving through the event. It's because the brain, the imagination, is making those muscles fire. This is proof, I believe, that the body does not know the difference between what you are currently experiencing or going through or physically doing versus what you are simply imagining. So again, there's an incredible potential, I think, which is underlies pretty much everything we do at Circle and Bloom. So just, you know, a note of our propensity to believe in all of this and to really understand it. And I think it's very exciting. And actually, let me talk quickly about, again, Candace Pert. I think we mentioned her in pretty much every one of our podcasts, but her book, Into Molecules of Emotion, she talks all about the mind-body connection. But what she talks about is that she was able to consciously direct the release of endorphins by imagining and visualizing her hypothalamus, releasing, like in a shower format, that positive rush of endorphins, the physical, those molecules that make that positive feeling happen throughout her body. And what she talks about in her book was that she felt as if, because she knew exactly where those endorphins come from in her body, from her hypothalamus in her brain, and the knowledge that she brought to that whole process really enabled her to perform this easily and directly. And so again, it's detailing exactly how your body works, and your body can follow along. It's getting to know how your body works on a very intimate level, which is why our programs, again, this is not meant to be a commercial, but what the research has gone into the day-to-day cycling, imagination, visualization of what your body should be doing on its monthly cycle is very important. So again, that I hope kind of gives a quick kind of overview as to what we mean by visualization. Now, let me turn and just highlight some of the scientific studies that surround guided visualization. So I have to be honest, we are coming up against a lot of professionals in the field, doctors. This is something that's not taught or widely understood when you talk about, you know, medical school, et cetera, meaning guided visualization. And so what we are sinking our teeth into are these scientific studies showing how powerful this can be. And there's nothing at this point that has directly connected this whole basket of knowledge to fertility. But let me go through some of them, because there's a wide range of health-related issues that this guided visualization has been studied under. Cancer probably being first and foremost. We have asthma and bronchitis. We have depression. We have women's health issues, including menstrual cycle and improving breast milk production. And when you talk about cancer, probably again the most studied area from a health related perspective has been cancer. There's been studies done with melanoma. There's been studies done with metastasized end of life type cancer, where in a study of almost 160 people, the people who went through using guided visualizations lived twice as longer as those that did not do this type of therapy. Asthma and bronchitis, lots of studies done that show a minimization of the use of medicines for asthma. Not necessarily, I think, completely eliminating asthma from the body. But if you can feel in greater control and you know how your body works, and you can visualize the relaxation of all of the aspects of what goes on with asthma attacks, it's been shown that medications have been reduced significantly. The need for medication has been reduced significantly. Menstrual cycle, women's health issues, lengthening. Women have been able to lengthen by the average of 4 days, the menstrual cycles, reducing PMS symptoms as well. And there was a study done that, the body improving breast milk production, again, by visualizing the flow opening. Not sure exactly how they did the visualization, but that's what I'm guessing they did. So, what is this, the physical response? And again, physical response from the visualization and then what happens in the body. And I believe it stems from, the clear communication on a cellular level between our minds and our bodies. And again, the fact that our body doesn't know necessarily what it is physically doing or experiencing versus what we are imagining. Let's just do a quick example of this, and then I'll talk about how to apply this to fertility, and then we'll do one more example. So the one example I'd like to just highlight right now, and I've done this many times, is if you just simply close your eyes and you imagine in your hand there is a beautiful, ripe piece of fruit of your liking, whether it's a peach or an apple, something that, that really, you like to eat. And you imagine raising your hand with that piece of fruit in your mouth and taking a bite of that either apple or whatever it is. And what happens in your mouth? It's like Pavlov's dog. It's that same reaction. You've got saliva in your mouth. Now, this is a very simple example and, happens all the time. But really think about that. What's going on? There was a physical response, a simple but yet physical flowing of saliva based on our imagination and how our bodies respond to our thoughts. Let me do another example. If we, again, close our eyes and we take just like, a couple deep breaths and we just kind of relax a little bit, either in the chair or in the, if you're reclining, just kind of relax, keeping your eyes closed. And then take just one more deep breath, slowly inhaling, kind of just settle down a little bit inside. And now with your mind's eye, feel your feet, focus on your feet, and then feel your feet relax. And sending sort of signals of relaxation to your left foot and then your right foot, and just have them relax. And your feet maybe feel heavy now, and again, relaxed. And that's a simple example. How do your feet feel? And most people, and I hope it's happened for you, but you will feel that your feet, both of them are relaxed. And you're not touching them, you're not massaging your foot, but at the same time, you've just given your foot a really deep massage almost. And it's wonderful. And you can go through your entire body doing that. And not, again, meant to be a commercial, but that is what, this is what the first part of each program does, is we go through a progressive body scan and we relax all aspects of the body to quiet your thoughts, quiet your body. So again, lastly of this program, I'd like to talk about how this has been applied to fertility, and it really hasn't before our programs. And I'll never forget standing in my kitchen. I've always been interested in self-hypnosis, relaxation, using visualization in various ways, stemming from either health-related issues that I may have had or had, to career-wise. I mean, I'm all over the gamut with respect to this. But so when I was thinking about how to help my friend Stephanie, all of these dots came together. We can relax, and we knew that there was a stress connection to fertility. Or at least I had an inkling, because back then I don't think I really knew that there was any specific studies proving it, but inkling, right, that stress impacts our fertility. So that was one dot. Another big dot was knowing that we can use relaxation with our mind to relax our body, reducing the effects of stress. We can do that every single day. And then the third piece was using this idea of, you know, really impacting our physical bodies with our thoughts and with seeing how our bodies should be reacting each day of the cycle. Luckily, for the most part, all women's cycles should be fundamentally the same. And so we always, you know, want to go back to that healthy, balanced state. And whether it's a 28-day cycle or a 30 or a 32-day cycle, doesn't matter. But it's this healthy feedback loop of hormones that build inside your body between the pituitary and the hypothalamus and your ovaries, building towards ovulation, building towards fertilization, accepting the sperm, seeing almost the sperm and the egg meet, if that makes sense to you. And then seeing that a fertilized egg being able to travel easily through the fallopian tube into the uterus. A few days later, 6 or 7 or 8 days later, it becomes, you know, it burrows in and fertilizes into the sides of the uterus. All of these things we can visualize. And it's been so fascinating. Some of the, just really quick, and then we'll end it. I've gotten 2 emails within the past month about women who may be going through a medicated cycle. So they know exactly how many eggs are being developed in their ovaries. And it's almost as if they can tell the doctor before the doctor tells them, I have 2 in this side and 1 in this side. And sure enough, that is exactly what the doctor tells him in response. And it's like, yeah, I knew that. I trusted my intuition. I trusted my visualization. Another woman visualized having 6 very healthy eggs for that cycle. And sure enough, there were 6 healthy, well-developed, vibrant eggs ready to go for that cycle. This was in the past month. And so it's these types of anecdotal stories that are now coming back that are going to form this body of information that I think is really, really exciting. So thank you so much for listening. This was week 6 of our How Einstein Would Get Pregnant series. Again, this is Joanne Verkuijlen with Circle and Bloom. Please come back to our blog, circlebloom.com/blog, to comment, give me your thoughts or ideas or something, maybe a topic you'd like us to cover in future weeks. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.